On this week's Arts Page, Shahid Cole presents 360 Recycle. Stay tuned.
We don't call what we have here garbage. It's actually raw materials. That's just changing hands. It is used and then we reuse it and keep it in a constant loop. And that's the reason why we call it 360 Recycle Manufacturing.
Meet Shahid Cole, artist, owner and operator of 360 Recycle, a family company located on Rasu Road in Kingston. He specializes in taking what others call garbage and turning it into solid art. Take, for instance, his 7-foot camel, made completely of recycled materials such as plastic and glass bottles and paper. This is a familiar sight all around his workshop, decorated with life-sized lions, flamingos and other peculiar objects.
I just think it's something that was placed in me from a child, before I was born. I was always taking materials that I see lying around the place and creating things with it. From an early age, I was using electrical wire to create motorized cars and helicopters and bottle stoppers to create the wheels and the rigging up electrical components from radios to create remotes for my vehicles and so forth. And then I was using paper mache a lot to create masks and sculptures.
Cole has come quite a long way from making toys for himself to actually turning his craft into a full manufacturing enterprise, responsible for developing the Heritage Family Park to be located in St. William Grant Park in downtown Kingston.
At first, art was just fun. It was not I didn't see a future in it as a job. High school, I think I got the first inkling that I have something special. I wasn't regarded as a bright student. I suffered from a lot of problems. Hyperactivity was one. I couldn't keep myself one place for any long period of time. I had problems with dyslexia as well. I don't know if it was therapy, but I got lost in it. I couldn't help myself. I was always creating new things. I was creating comic books that the other students would read.
Like many of the greats, Cole thought very little of the talent he possesses. Talent that has been recognized by some of Jamaica's best in the field of art.
I never realized what I had really until I met Fitzarak, who's dead now, but he was one of Edmund Manley's head of department for the sculpting. I interviewed him for a thesis I was doing and he took a liking to my work. So he came over to the mic and he was watching me every time I was doing my work. Philip Supersad, he also took interest in some of the ceramic pieces I was doing. And Burchell Duaney, who was the vice principal at the time. I did 2 7-foot pieces that's still permanent pieces at the micro right now. I never did welding before, never created anything like that before. And I just, something took me over and I was just creating, I was just doing it. And when it was completed, Fitzarak said to me, "You're a genius." And I said, "Don't call me that." Because to me, Michelangelo's a genius and Da Vinci's a genius. You don't walk in those steps.
He gets his raw material, as he calls it, from public and private entities such as Sun Island, Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, Forestry Department and other businesses looking for a way to responsibly do away with their waste. With his team of workers and trainees, he conceptualizes his product and uses the bottles, wire and other material to make his frame. Then he takes his mold, made from paper, styrofoam fiber and such, to make a kind of mulch that holds everything together, creating an excellent, usable finished product. Shahid Cole says 360 is not a business, but a tool for social intervention.
It's a crime reduction tool. A lot of the persons we have here were otherwise in some shape or form involved in whatever form of criminal activities. When you keep them off the road from being idle, they are very productive. They see a steady income coming in. They don't want to be involved in things like that anymore.
He also has his sights on regional and international expansion.
It's a win-win for government, the fact that they will reduce the amount of money they spend on dealing with solid waste in the country. And also it will help tourism, a more beautiful space.
That's all the time we have for this week's Arts Page. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.